time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And once again, you're going to take a familiar tune, rewrite it in the style of a classical composer. That's our piano puzzler. We'll get a listener on the phone in just a moment to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style you're imitating. And we're going to do something a little bit differently from the way we normally do. We're going to play a couple of things before we do the piano puzzler. Now, I don't know what's coming, but I do know that we're talking about piano preludes here.
Yes. Well, I think it would be fun to hear two beautiful preludes, one of which will offer some kind of clue about the puzzler.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, okay, I'll listen carefully then. First, let's hear a little bit from the prelude number 6 by Frédéric Chopin. Just a bit of the prelude number 6 by Frédéric Chopin, and now let's hear a bit from a prelude by Bach from book 1 of his Well-Tempered Clavier. This is the prelude number 5 in D major. A little bit of Bach, before that, a little bit of Chopin. And now let's bring in our caller and contestant on the piano puzzler today. Ann Kosis is calling from just outside the tiny burg of Orchard Hill, Georgia. Ann, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. And Ann, I understand you're a pianist yourself.
Yes, I was a conservatory-trained pianist.
Uh-huh, so have you played either one of those piano preludes we just heard from?
Both.
Aha, uh-huh. Wonderful.
Okay, well.
And did you ever play them at the same time? Because actually, one has a hard right hand and one has a hard left hand. You could
no,
actually.
No, I'm not Charles Ives or Bob Dog. I don't do that.
Well, Bruce, now you've put together a little musical melange here in this piano puzzler. And Anne, your job will be to try to guess the tune that is hidden in this piano puzzler and the composer that Bruce is emulating here. You ready for your piano puzzler?
I am.
Okay, let's go. Thank you. So, Anne.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, the composer is obviously Chopin, but I'm absolutely clueless as to what the tune is.
Chopin, yeah, very much in the style of that B minor Chopin prelude.
Right.
Well, I bet you do know the tune. I don't know you that well, but I bet you do. And I think I'll give you a little strange clue. Even though the piece is minor and it sounds a lot like the Chopin, the tune actually is not minor. It's major, but because of the harmonies, it's very hard to appreciate that fact. So if you listen to the tune in the bass, which is where it is,
right,
and try to isolate it from the harmony, which since you're a trained musician, I bet you could do it, you might find that you do know this thing, and the rhythm will help you.
Okay.
Should I try it again?
Can we hear a little bit of that again,
Bruce?
Some of it.
Sure.
Helpful?
Some words stuck in my head when we're hearing that extra something, but I can't.
You're right. There's stealing an extra something.
Extra bell. There's no business like show business.
She's got
That's it.
She's got it.
Hey, fantastic.
And well done. And that tune was taken so out of context.
Yeah,
we're used to hearing Ethel Merman belting that out enthusiastically.
There's no like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, please. It's been a nice day so far. Okay. I'm amazed. I'm amazed that I got it. But somehow those words came into my head just at the end there.
And that's what got it for me, too. I heard everything about it is, I'm not even sure what the words are there.
Everything about it is, it goes, everything about it is appealing. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Anne Kosis calling from just outside Orchard Hill, Georgia. Well done on today's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you.
Anne, what's your public radio station?
We have two. I can hear it from Atlanta on WABE, but I usually listen to the station from Columbus, Georgia, which is WJSP.
And that's part of GPB.
Georgia Public Radio.
Georgia Public Broadcasting. Yeah. Ann Kosis, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.